So for me to take this dream into my own hands is selfish because God gave me that dream. So don't get discouraged when what God is calling you to do looks nothing like anyone else's. And that's good. That's like, celebrate that. And I just want to tell you, don't get offended. You may be idolizing this life and dream you have. Hello, Higher Battle family. Welcome back. Season 3, episode 2. I hope you guys loved the first episode. We talked life updates, feeling numb in your faith, going through highs and lows in your faith, and all that good stuff. Everything I experienced with life and my faith during my little break. But we're back, as you can see and as you know. And I asked you guys on Instagram what you'd like to hear on this lovely Monday, and it was between waiting seasons and how every season of our life has some form of waiting, or I asked if you wanted to hear about God's plan for you and what if it's not what you want? What if God's plan for you doesn't align with your life dreams that you have? And you guys voted. It was extremely close. And the one that won for this week was all about God's plan for us and how that works into our dreams, our life dreams, how those go hand in hand. So I'm very, very happy you guys are here. If you want a say in what I post, I would love to know exactly what you need just as we walk together, in our faith and living for the Lord. Please feel free to let me know what you need. Head over to Higher Battle Instagram or my personal Instagram, message me, respond to those polls, and we can make sure we're posting exactly what you need on these podcasts because this podcast is for you. But I'm glad you guys are here. I hope your Monday is already off to a great start. I'm filming this on a lovely rainy Sunday. It's been great, very cozy. I love the rain, so it's been just a wonderful time. So we got great vibes here. The Lord is here with us, and we're gonna talk about God's plan. You hear it all over. We hear people talk about how God knows exactly what your life is going to look like down to the second. And sometimes for me and my faith, when I think about that, I'd be like, how does God know that for lunch I'm not going to know what to make? And so I might just pick up ramen, or I might even choose not to eat lunch. I might pick up these crackers. Like, how does he know that I'm a bad decision maker? And how does he know that I won't be able to decide? Like, you can go down a whole rabbit hole of trying to understand how God understands. But the thing about God and our faith is God leaves certain things unknown, and he wants us to ask for the knowledge. And so, with our plan and with the world we live in, we are told, like, dream big. If you want to be an entrepreneur, do it. Whatever you put your mind to, do it. Whatever you're dreaming about, if you just... we can get into manifestation. That could be another episode. If you put your mind to it, you can do it. And I think in some forms, in some aspects, this way of thinking can kind of go against what we believe biblically and what God teaches. Because yes, we're in a team with Jesus. Like, when he places a dream on our heart and a purpose on our heart, it takes us and it takes our action and it takes us stepping forward and doing what we're called to do. But There's a level to where we can only do so many things without God and without God's help. Like, us humans, we have our limitations. We aren't God, so there's going to be things that we can't do. And so I think it's interesting, like, where's that line between I'm going to dream big, but what is God's plan for me? And I've gone through my own times in my faith to where I kind of get stumped and I'm like, well, is it even worth dreaming or dreaming big? Because I don't want to make all these hopes and all these plans and it ends up being the exact opposite of what God has for me. Like, I don't want to get my hopes up and have all these cool dreams, and so I might as well just give up on all that. No. Okay, there's a certain way we can restructure our thinking here. So we know scripture says that God wants to give you the desires of your heart. Now, what does that mean? It doesn't mean that if on your heart, you want $1 million, you're like, that's all I want, Lord, $1 million. Like, He's going to give you the desires of your heart that align with His. And I know some of you are probably sitting back and you're thinking, well, what? Like, how come He only wants us to have what He wants for us? He doesn't actually want to give us what we want. See, that comes from a mindset of selfishness, and that comes from our flesh. When you're following the Lord and you have that relationship with the Lord and you have spiritual maturity and you're on this journey with the Lord, your heart is molded and shaped. Your desires are shaped to align with what God has for you. So when you're walking with the Lord and you've heard people talk about it, that joy, that contentment that you find with Jesus alone, it is because God shapes your desires and your wants and everything to align with His plan for you. And so you are given the desires of your heart because they align with His will. And when we're living our life for ourselves and when we're dreaming big and leaving God out of it, that's when we get this balance, this off balance. And this is where we start to get discouraged because we're like, well, God isn't answering any of my prayers. God isn't doing what I want Him to do. God isn't giving me what I want. That's where it gets tricky, because when we follow the Lord, that is when we die to ourselves and we live for Him. And so there's going to be an aspect of surrender. There's going to be an aspect of giving up things in order to follow Him and allow Him to shape. And I think the moment I saw a huge shift in my faith and my life and just the way I thought about my dreams and goals is when the word surrender was entered into my life. And if you guys have followed the journey of Higher Battle, you know surrendered is a huge word for Higher Battle. And we literally came out with sweatshirts that said surrendered. And I was never that girl that got a word from the Lord at the beginning of the year. I was never someone who was like, okay, my word for the year is strength. Like, I just never had a word. And I was like, I don't want to just pick a word. It has to be something that the Lord places on my heart. And I think it was 2020 is when God gave me the word surrender. And I sat on it for a little bit and I was like, okay, what am I surrendering, God? Like, aren't I following You? Are I living for You? Like, what am I supposed to surrender? And that was when I was still on my journey of figuring out who I was, kind of trying to live in that freedom and work through that fear and that anxiety. And surrender was something that was going to be a blanket term over everything in my life. God told me, He's like, I don't want you to just give certain parts of your life to Me. I want you to be fully and 100% surrendered in all things. And He's like, I know you're working on your fears right now. I had to surrender that control I wanted to have over my fears. I had to give God the control and the strength to fight those battles for me, because anxiety and fear was a battle I was not winning on my own. So I had to surrender that to God, and I had to lean into His word and His truth. So that was a huge step of surrender for me, because when we're anxious and when we're afraid, it's something that we're like, we feel like we've lost control and all things are unwell. And so surrendering those thoughts and that thinking to Him, and then that led into, you need to surrender your life and your dreams and your goals to Me. Because I had started Higher Battle all about how, like, people need a close relationship with Jesus, and not everyone knows that they can have that. And that's kind of why I started Higher Battle. And I had to surrender everything I thought I wanted, every goal and step I thought I wanted Higher Battle to achieve and hit. And I had to surrender that to Him. So my life plan for all that had to be given to God. And at first I was like, well, I don't know, like, all these other businesses are doing these certain things, or they're hitting these goals, these revenue goals, da 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 da. And I just stopped and I was like, this business is for the Lord and it's for you guys so that you know the Lord. The only reason we have this business and this name and just everything is because it's from You, God. So for me to take this dream into my own hands is selfish, because God gave me that dream and all the tools I needed. And so surrendering that aspect of it was huge. And so that kind of just carried into everything, the way I walked in my faith, the way I lived. And I just started to realize, kind of too, as you face those no's and yeses in your life, you begin to really understand that God's in control. And the huge thing to remember, like with jobs, or maybe you have a big dream to get promoted in your job or be that director in your position, or maybe you're just trying to get a job. Maybe you're just trying to stay afloat and you're praying for God to provide. And when God says no to that job that you've been applying to, those six jobs you've been applying to, when God says no to those things, you start to question, like, God, what is your plan for me? Like, it sure seems sucky right now. And that's when you have to understand and allow God to mold your heart of, like, he's got this all figured out. Like, those no's are leading to a beautiful, incredible yes that is going to be exactly what you desire. But right now, because God's plan for you isn't aligning with your goals that you have for this month, you're discouraged and you think God's giving up on you. But I want to tell you that he most definitely is not. I think when you begin to wonder, does God really know me and does God really have the best plan for me? Because I want my life to look like all these other people. Like, this is the hard part. Let me just rant about social media and life right now. Like, it gets a little tricky because you see so-and-so doing all these incredible great things, or maybe she left her job and is pursuing this, or like, she has an incredible business. That's what I want. Like, all of these things, you see this. And here's the thing, the enemy loves to use these beautiful things and make you really like envious or jealous or mad at God because you're like, God, I've been trying this for 10 years, nothing. Like, how come she becomes a sensation overnight or whatever? And that's really like our flesh talking. And we have to remember and realize, like, just because God has done that for their life and has that plan for them doesn't mean it's your plan. And just because she started that business doesn't mean you need to start that business. Like, we all have these unique assignments, these unique plans. A really great friend of mine always talks about the assignments God has on our life. We don't all have the same assignments, and that's the best part, because we all make up this kingdom. We all make up these warriors for Christ. We are all these puzzle pieces. Like, we need each and every one of your unique dreams, your unique plans. So don't get discouraged when what God is calling you to do looks nothing like anyone else's. And that's good. That's like, celebrate that. It's okay that you didn't start that successful business that she did. Let's cheer her on. Let's move on. Let's focus on what God is doing, okay? Because I've been there. I've gotten discouraged before. I'm like, how come I've been doing this and working at this for so long, and then they step in and they do it in a month? Like, why? And the enemy likes to distract us with those things because he's like, I don't know. God might be telling you to quit, or God might be telling you to go in this direction. The enemy is going to do everything he can to distract you from the mission and the dream God has given you, because you've been uniquely assigned to that. No one else has the same dream or the same assignment. God needs you in that puzzle piece. And the enemy is going to use other shiny things. The enemy is going to use other people's dreams and purposes to distract you and make you feel like yours is less. But that is incorrect, and you have to really be careful with where your focus is. That's why, I'll say it again, I'm always a broken record with this. Like, that's why we have to be in our word, and we have to be spending time with God, because how can you be focused on the Lord if he's not even a part of your daily routine? Like, how can you know or hear or be clear on what God is calling you to do if you only spend time with God 1 hour on Sunday? Like, that's impossible. That's like with friends. Like, if you only ever meet up once every 3 months and you never text, never call, never do anything, you're gonna miss out on a lot of things, and you might have some strain in that relationship. And you need to make sure you're constantly, daily checking in with the Lord, because if you feel like you don't know what you're doing, and if you feel like what you want is really not aligning with God's plan, you gotta spend time with God and figure that out. You got to surrender and be willing to give up your dream. Something very, very important that God taught me once, and just with being around incredible women who are just centered in the Lord and their relationship with God, was you create plans, you create dreams, you can do all these things, you can plan, but you have to be willing to live like your hands and your dreams and your palms, like open and up to the Lord. Like you craft this beautiful plan exactly how you want your life to look, and then you have to give that clay, you have to give that up to God and allow Him to mold it. He's like, okay, beautiful, I love this piece, let's put this together, great, awesome, this lines up with what I have planned for you, this not so much, but we'll work on it. Like you have to allow God to create something beautiful about your thoughts and your dreams, because I am going to encourage you and tell you that what you're thinking and that feeling you have on your heart, that urge you have, it's there for a reason. So don't get discouraged if it feels like it's not lining up with what you think God wants. He gave you that feeling, like you got that restlessness for a reason, but let's surrender it to God and allow Him to work through it and lead you through it, because that's the Holy Spirit working, and He's going to be able to use you and pull you in the right direction because of those urges. So don't feel discouraged. And God knows you best. This is the crazy thing. Like you guys are sitting out here and you think you know yourselves best. You're like, duh, I know myself. I'm the only one that knows myself. Well, did you create yourself? No. Like God perfectly, beautifully crafted you. Every single thought, every single emotion, every single thing about you, He crafted you and put you in this perfect, beautiful little package, okay? And when He was creating you, He had in mind your purpose and these dreams that you have. He had that in mind, and He was crafting that and putting that together all at once. So you can't sit there and say, God doesn't know what's best for me. He did it. He knows. Like, He made you. So I think just step back. We get very, very much in our own heads, and step back from social media, from culture. Just step back. There's so much noise. I get so distracted too. There's been points where I'm like, God, I know your mission for me is to preach and be on social media, but whoa. There's been times where I'm like, God, you place this message on my heart, I'm gonna post it, and then I gotta leave. Like, I can't take in any of this content because it's just so much and it's so distracting. So don't feel bad when you have to step away. Don't feel bad when you have to take a break. And when you do take a break, lean into the Lord. Listen to that podcast. Have that quiet solitude time. Listen to that worship song. Do whatever you need to do. But it's okay. I promise you, you're doing great. Also, to everybody that's watching on YouTube or watching on Spotify, I'm looking at my phone because I'm recording there too. So I'm like, I'm going back and forth. Anywho, if I look like a crazy person, that's why. But I don't want you to feel discouraged in this. And you actually have a beautiful and incredible opportunity to allow God to mold what you're going through. Because if you just feel really off-centered and you're like, man, I just am afraid to trust God with my dreams and with my plan because I'm so excited and pumped up about this, what if it's not the same? And I just want to tell you, don't get offended. You may be idolizing this life and dream you have and putting it before God. And we need to be very careful with that, because we know that when we place things above God, it usually leads you down a very damaging and toxic road. And so I think just work each and every day to surrender tiny bits and pieces of this plan you have. And the coolest thing ever is when you release that grip just a little bit. You're like, okay, God, when you start to release that grip, just watch how God moves. Like, it is the coolest thing ever, ever, ever. When we release that control, it gives God space to move. He is not a pushy God. So if you're taking up all the space, and if you're doing all the planning, all the dreaming, and you're just filling it all up, God is just going to step back and be like, all right, cool. Like, I'll be here. I'll wait and see. Like, when you're ready, I'll be there. And when you start to release control and invite Him in, like, when you're like, okay, God, like, you can see a little bit of this. Go ahead. Like, he does wonders. He just goes miles with that tiny bit of space you give him. So please do so. And yes, it feels scary, but what's the worst that can happen? Like, God is the one person you can trust the most with this, because he's given you this dream. Like, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. And so, yeah, I don't want you guys to get discouraged. You're not the only one going through this. And you'll be surprised, like, when you start to talk about this, how many other people are like, yep, that's me. Same. But I wanted to read a psalm, Psalm 32:8, and I just thought this was really cool because it kind of gives you a little bit of structure about kind of what God's doing and God's part in your plan, God's part in your dreams. And it says, Psalms 32:8, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. So every step you make towards this dream, he's instructing you, he's teaching you, he's counseling you, and he has his eye on you. So, like, there's no way it can fail with God, because guess what? God wins. So we know this. We know that God's plan for you will not fail. And so there's literally nothing that could go wrong. He's with you. He's got you. He's got his eyes on you. How cool is that? Out of every single person he's ever created, out of everybody on this earth right now, he's got his eye on you and he's instructing you every step of the way. That should get you like fired up. I hope after this podcast, you are just fired up to let God be a part of your dream and to live it out, because it's exciting stuff. It's so, so cool. And the thing is, the real key to this is allowing God to mold and shape your heart. And I think the satisfaction in and the contentment in anything and everything God throws at you and has for you, that's going to come with spiritual maturity. And it's really, really what it is. And I felt like I felt the most growth when I spent time with God in the times when I really, really didn't want to. You all know when you get that feeling, that urge, you're like, maybe I should open my Bible, but then you don't. Like, those times where I've answered that, I have seen the most growth, the most breakthrough, like, the most trust between me and God is when I felt that urge, you guys, because the Holy Spirit, he's there. It's there. When you feel that urge, please pick up your Bible. There's a reason why, out of all these times, out of all these hours, out of all these days, right now you have that urge. So please answer that call, because God's calling you. He's like, I miss you. Let's go. I got something for you. Just imagine, like, I always think of God, like, he probably gets so excited. He gets excited up there. When you are closer to what he's calling you to do, or when he gives you a new direction, he's up there like, yeah, let's go. Like, oh my gosh, she's so close. He's got this. I think he gets pumped up. Like, he gets so, so excited. So he's up there getting pumped up, getting fired up for what you're doing. And when he gives you that urge to go read your Bible, please do it, because you don't know what could happen, okay? And it's exciting and it's fun. And the more you do that, and the more you view Jesus as your best friend, it really changes things, you guys. It really, really does. You're excited to tell him things. You're excited to include him in things. You just get pumped up about everything, because it's like, I want to tell my best friend everything, you know? So when you think of him that way, you're going to get excited for whatever he has for you. And that's when I really, really started to change my thinking, because I started getting so excited for the no's. Because whenever I got a no, I almost saw a shift where I wasn't disappointed anymore for no's. I was like, okay, God, I see you. Like, that means there's something way better, and you know what's best for me. And there, I can only imagine, like, God's no's and not yet's mean there's going to be an even better yes. So don't get discouraged with all these no's. That just means either he needs you right where you are, he's preparing the way for you, and there's something exciting coming. This is not even me. I'm not out here doing like prosperity gospel, whatever. I'm just telling you, like, that is our good God. And even if you have to face hardships for him, he's going to give you the strength and that joy in that season. That's the thing, you guys. It's never promised that our dreams or plans or the journeys for any of that is going to be easy. You might face a lot of hate, backlash, whatever, you might face a lot of criticism for including God in your business, including God in your goals. But the thing is, He gives us the strength. He gives us everything we need in order to withstand that pain for Him. And He gives us that joy, everything. Like, He is not gonna let you walk into fire without being right next to you, like right there. And so I hope this just leaves you excited, leaves you encouraged, fired up, just leaves you knowing how good our God is and how His plan for you was crafted in love. It was crafted in a beautiful, unique way. And so I want you to view yours like that. And this week I challenge you to start journaling or just to start praying and say, God, You know my dreams, You know my wants, You know everything. Now please mold this, please lead me in this, please just shape my dream to look like Your plan for me, and I want to surrender this to You. I always end my prayers with, God, I trust You with this, and I surrender this to You. And it makes a huge difference because you're leaving it right there. And yeah, I hope this helps. I know you guys have incredible dreams, and I know God's plan for you is better than I could ever even imagine. And so please don't get discouraged. And I'll actually end this with a prayer for you guys. And so, dear Jesus, I just want to lift each and every one of you. Whoa, let's restart. Dear Jesus, I just want to lift each and every one of these people who are listening right now, whatever time of day, whenever. You know them. You love them. You've created them. You know exactly what is just weighing down on them today. Dear God, I pray that You would lift that weight. I pray that You would give them the strength and knowledge and just support they need to be able to surrender their life to You, dear God. It's scary to trust someone with your dreams and your plans and your goals, dear God, but I pray that they would know that You're the one person that they can trust everything with, dear God. I pray that You would give them the courage to just open that grip and allow You space in what they're so passionate about, dear God, because You place that passion on their heart. You place that gift. You place that dream on their life and on their heart, dear God. And I just pray that You would allow them to surrender just baby steps this week, and that they would know how cherished and loved they are by You, dear God. And I pray that You would give them hope, and they would start becoming so, so excited for Your no's, because that means there's an even better yes out there, and You have something incredible planned for them. And we trust You with this, dear God, and we surrender this to You. In Jesus' name, amen. Yay. Oh my gosh. Thank you guys for joining me for another podcast. Once again, if there's anything you want to hear, any topics, whatever you need, please message me and look out for those poll stories. And yeah, I hope you guys have an incredible rest of your week, and I will see you on Monday. Bye.